This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Nexia is a venture capital and startup accelerator firm that supports and funds technology companies that would potentially be the next big thing. The company was founded on the premise of helping tomorrow's tech leaders in solving real-world problems, changing the market landscape, and crafting a successful business. But what goes into making these tech giants? Well, to answer that question, we have on Open for Business today, managing partner of Nexia, Ben Lim. Ben, welcome to the show.
Hi, good to be here.
Right, so let's start at the very beginning, Ben. What was the idea behind establishing Nexia?
So about 4 years ago, we were a bit lucky because we happened to, first of all, know AVC, happened to know people that funded venture capital as well, so the limited partners behind them. And It started off very much as a I can do it too mentality, where we thought we could start investing in early stage companies as well. Back then, there were no angel investment clubs or networks in Malaysia. So it was a good opportunity for us to start something. And from there, it grew on to, you know, where we have added the accelerator and the venture building. And we have even gone a little bit into corporate innovation as well.
Okay, so you say when you started, there were no angel investors. How far back is this?
This was 4 years ago. I'm not saying that there were no angel investors at all, but...
Accessibility?
Very hard back then, because it was difficult to... If you know you were to jump on Google and look for angel investors, you wouldn't be able to find any. Maybe on LinkedIn if you find really hard, but there were no organized angel investment groups or early stage VCs like us back then.
What is your background, Ben? And you know, what made you want to start working with tech startups?
So it was very interesting for me at the start because I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. So as I was researching, you know, what sort of business I should start, and I went through a few ideas, and one of it that really interested me and my founding partner, Numi, back then, was that we could also be on the investment side of things. So we had a few people that have the ability to fund companies back then, so it just made sense. And at the same time, all these people that were backing us are ex-entrepreneurs themselves. And they have reached a particular stage in life where they don't need to work for money anymore. They've gone through what they wanted to do, and in a way they are successful. And what they want to really do is to give back to the upcoming entrepreneurs. So it really made sense for us to start a angel investment network back then.
Nexia has been running startup accelerator programs for some time now. You're on your fourth cycle right now. And what are the requirements that you look for in these startups?
There are a lot of requirements, actually. I can go through, you know, the problem, the solution, market size and everything. But I think a lot of it boils down in the early stages, mostly, to the team, because the team is something that in early stage companies, you can't really change. Companies really depend on the team. Unlike if you were a listed company, you can change the CEO and so on, right? But in early stage companies, you can change the problem solution, the market, can change your core competencies, but the team is the one that really makes that difference. So within the team, it's all about their attitude, their personality. And I heard this quote from my headmaster back in high school many, many years ago. He said, attitude is altitude. And that really resonated with me until today. And it resonates even more today, that now that I'm funding startups. So you notice when you were younger, your high school friends, some of them are really successful today. They're doing really well. And if you think back, what were their attitudes towards life? Yeah, it's really different to everyone else. They really go for it, and nothing can really stop them. And that's what it takes to be a really good founder. And that's the kind of people that we are really looking for through our accelerator programs, through our angel investment programs. And that's the kind of people that eventually later stage VCs really want to back as well.
So what goes into the accelerator program? You know, what kind of process do you take these startups through once they are through the door?
So our program is not a education or a more academic kind of program. It's very much the opposite of that. What we do is mostly mentoring, and mentoring from very selected investors. So not only do they put down the money, they also guide you. And that's what separates Nexia from the rest. Mm. And in the mentoring, we focus a lot on the fundamentals of a company. Again, it's the problem solution market, competitive advantage, and so on. And when we go through all this, we try to quantify and measure each company along the way so that we can see what is lacking. Sometimes the team could be lacking. So we go deeper into that, and then maybe we find out that, hey, this company, the two founders are great, but they lack a certain strength. So then we advise them, you know, perhaps they should look at hiring someone that has that strength to complement them, or perhaps they should look for another co-founder, depending on their stage and if they can find someone like that. But most of the program depends heavily on the mentors, where they are, half of them are C-levels from large companies like Ricoh and PwC. The other half are retired or entrepreneurs that are on boards of listed companies. And these guys, they have so much experience, so many insights, and their network is huge. And that's why we pick them really carefully. And this is to attract the best startups as well. In the accelerator, of all the applications, we fund and finally select about 2-3% of companies to go through the major part of the program. And by the end of the program, the goal is to have them ready for investment, to have them positioned in a way to hit their break-even at a very fast pace so that they do not have to rely too much on funding afterwards. Of course, it's counterintuitive as we do fund startups, but what we find is that companies that are able to break even, they are the most attractive for investment. Mm. It proves that their business works, and that's why we want to fund them.
And at last look, how many startups have you invested in thus far?
So far, we have invested in about 35 to 40 companies.
And this is on the back of speaking to about 800 startups a year?
Yes.
Okay. I read in a Yahoo Finance article that the methodology of the startup accelerator is aimed at creating companies that can grow 10 times within a few short years. How is this done? Because 10 times is no easy feat.
It does seem like a tough number, but if you really look into it, we're talking about early stage companies here. And if you have 5 or 10,000 ringgit a month revenue, to double that in a year is not impossible. Mm. In fact, it's very, very possible. We know of very successful accelerators overseas that get their startups to grow 7% per week.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I think doubling or tripling monthly revenues within a year is very possible. In fact, it's common across our top 10 to 20% of our startups. And in fact, we have companies that have grown 16 times in 3 years and another one that has done 26 times in 2 years. So they went from a 625,000 ringgit valuation. Of course, back then, they were worth less than that because it was just an idea on a piece of paper, right? But we really liked them, so we backed them. And today, they're worth 15 million ringgit.
Yeah. All right. It's time for a break. More from venture capital and startup accelerator firm Nexia after these quick messages. BFM 89.9.
Being first matters. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. With me in the studio today is Ben Lim, Managing Director of Nexia, a venture capital and startup accelerator firm. Now, Ben, I understand that Nexia supports and funds tech companies that would potentially be the next big thing. How do you gauge or anticipate the next big thing?
Well, I wouldn't pretend that we can really find the next big thing. So to us, it is still a statistical game. But of course, we are able to somewhat adjust or skew the graph towards what we like, because we are able to filter and we are able to add value to these companies. So filtering companies, it's just like any other venture capital or angel investment firm. But where we add value is the special part of Nexia. For example, if we were to find companies that could have a huge competitive advantage through an existing large player, a large company in the market, we could perhaps introduce and get that owner to invest. And that's how these companies can really have a huge edge over the rest of their competitors. So in a way, we are helping them to create an unfair advantage over their competitors.
So when does the VC part of what Nexia does come in? Is the accelerator the first stage which then leads to the funding?
No, it's all these programs are separate based on the stage of the companies. However, if they come in through the accelerator, naturally it will go through our angel/VC afterwards, perhaps for a couple of rounds, and then we will help to introduce them to much larger venture capital in the region. So if a startup was to come in, let's say at the angel stage or VC stage, then they have skipped the earlier programs, which is the venture building or the angel, the accelerator program. So it really doesn't matter when they come in. We cater to all sizes of startups from idea stage all the way to pre-series A.
Your startup mentorship program, I understand that it has a network pool of successful entrepreneurs, investors, and businessmen who have had tremendous exits out of their businesses. I mean, like IPO or via mergers.
We have a few kinds of mentors. Not only do we have these successful entrepreneurs or C-levels, we also have mentors from corporates. We also have what we call experts. It could be in any business function like marketing or legal, maybe even IT or technology. So depending on the needs of the startup, we are able to introduce and match these people to the startups. On top of that, we have a few partners of a certain Big Four company that have come in personally to volunteer their time and experience to startups, mostly in financial or tax or any management areas that they may need help in.
And what kind of access do the business owners have to these mentors once the process begins?
So the mentors are normally accessed by the founders. We put it upon them to continue to engage the mentors on their own. Of course, the mentors have pre-agreed with us to guide these young founders. And they have, on average, been meeting at the minimum of once a month. I would say that some startups that are earlier in their stages or that may need more help in a certain period of their startup life cycle have engaged these mentors up to once a week, in fact. So we give them access, in short, but it's really up to them to engage the mentors.
Nexia also has services for investors and corporates that want to invest or work with future tech giants. How do you connect these parties and what role does Nexia play in their collaboration?
So we set up a no obligations structure for both sides. Of course, the corporates have the upper hand in, you know, picking which startups they feel could really work with them, because the corporates meet a lot more startups than startups do meet corporates. And because of that, we connect them by plainly introducing them. We help to guide them through the process of it. Basically, it's up to them if they want to continue or not. Quite a few of them might not find a match, but those that do, of course, get huge value out of partnerships like this. So the corporates are always looking for the startup culture. They're trying to absorb as much of it as they can, not just for them to attract talent, but to also have some form of an innovation culture within the corporate. Mm. it's tough enough sometimes to transform a culture, and that's why they really want to engage startups in that way. But apart from that, they are also looking for potential startups to work with in joint ventures or even plain buyer-seller relationships, and perhaps even to acquire them sometime in the future. And for the startups, it's of course potential business for them. Growing their revenues in the early stages, it's really tough. Mm. And opportunities like this could really give them a huge kickstart in the early phases of their life cycle. So we try to encourage both sides to work together as much as possible. We give them a platform to do that. But at the end of the day, it's really up to them to make it work.
Is there any kind of post-accelerator support, you know, once the program is done? I mean, are they just left alone, or do you still engage with these startups?
We make it one of our unique selling points to follow up with startups as long as they still put in effort. If they can't help themselves, then we can't help them as well because our time is limited. So what we do for the startups is we continue to engage them through the mentoring, or rather our mentors continue to mentor these startups indefinitely. These mentor-mentee relationships often do last really, really long. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a lifetime sort of a relationship.
What kind of returns are Nexia expecting from working with these startups? You know, where do you take your cut, or do you, because you continue to invest in them and grow your funding with them as well. What kind of returns are you expecting from these startups?
So some startups have already done 26 times. And I mentioned earlier about the 10 times. Basically, if they double and triple each year, 10 times is achievable really fast. And because of that, we back companies that can do this consistently. And the type of returns as a angel and VC hybrid is a minimum of 30 times for every single company. Of course, many of them may not make it. So if we just hit one of it or two of it out of, let's say, 20, it would cover a lot of the returns. So if you, for example, I'll do a bit of math here. So if you invested 20 million, but just one of them hits 30 times, then you have 10 million profit already. If two of them hit it, then you have 40 million, right? So that's double of the portfolio. Of course, 30x is the minimum. If a company was already doing 30x, and because all our companies are in the early stages, right, it's very possible for them to double again. So 30 times becomes 60 times, and 60 times becomes over 100 times. So 100x is really not impossible. It's sometimes just a matter of time, strategy, and luck as well.
All right, Ben, just before we go, what's next for Nexia itself? You know, what are your expansion and growth plans moving forward?
So in the shorter term for Nexia, we are looking at increasing the number of investments. We have also been increasing the size of investments that we currently do. But of course, in the longer term, we don't want to be just fund managers. It's not so fun for me to be a fund manager, right? So in the longer term, definitely, I would like to transition Nexia into a business owner or sort of a holdings company that is able to accumulate equity in companies. And one day, this could be some form of a conglomerate in itself. Of course, we are always looking for and backing the next tech giants. And the dream is to one day have Nexia be able to connect and support all these tech giants under one platform. And at the same time, for Nexia, it will be a unstoppable force in the sense that there's this term that I coined called corporate immortality.
Oof.
Yeah, it's a big word, But what it is for me, the same way that Google owns so many companies, or rather Alphabet owns so many companies, that's what I want to achieve in my lifetime. By owning high potential companies and a huge number of them, we are then able to perhaps not depend so much on the core business. And let's say for Alphabet, if touchwood, Google doesn't make it through one day, one of the companies in their portfolio will definitely be able to be the next Google. So that for me is corporate immortality, and that is my ultimate goal in life right now.
All right. Ben, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. I've been speaking with Ben Lim, Managing Director of Nexia. Now, for more information on their programs, go look up their website, nexia.co. That is nexea.co. And if you missed any part of this show, you know what to do. The podcast will be available on our website, bfm.my. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app, available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. And we are also on Spotify if you prefer to listen to your podcast on the music streaming app. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Managing Director of Nexia, Ben Lim, thank you for listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.